Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, has rejected calls for a ceasefire from a UN official representing Palestinian refugees, saying it's time for war. Our security and defence editor Deborah Haynes is in southern Israel near the border with Gaza.
This is day four now of this expanded ground operation, with the military saying that they are pursuing Hamas. The goals they've been given are to, in the Prime Minister's words, destroy Hamas, but also to rescue the hostages.
Dominic Cummings has arrived at the COVID inquiry ahead of Boris Johnson's former advisor giving evidence. Last night, the number of UK deaths from the virus was projected onto Barnard Castle, where he drove during lockdown to apparently test his eyesight. A dead body has been found on a beach in Portsmouth. Police have cordoned off the area at the seafront at Eastern Parade in Southsea. Forecasters say weather and flood warnings are expected to become more severe ahead of the arrival of Storm Ciarán. Strong winds and heavy rain will intensify across the UK, peaking overnight tomorrow and into Thursday. Claire Nasir is a meteorologist at the Met Office.
We've got saturated ground, people still recovering from the flooding and the storm damage just 2 weeks ago. We don't need any more rain currently. River levels are at their highest. Also, we could see some coastal flooding because the winds will be so strong.
Net guards are going to be made mandatory in British ice hockey from next year, following the death of Nottingham Panthers player Adam Johnson. The 29-year-old American died after his neck was cut by an opponent's blade during Saturday's Challenge Cup match against the Sheffield Steelers. And it looks like Saudi Arabia will be unopposed in its bid to host the Men's World Cup in 2034 if Australia withdrew its interest. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the temperature today is 13 degrees, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. There's about a 35% chance of rain up until about 8 o'clock this evening. Then from about 10 o'clock there will be some rain. So fingers crossed it should stay dry right the way through the day up until the evening, and there might even be some spells of sunshine as well.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Good morning. I love that. I'm going to play it again. That's the best thing ever. Why, good morning and happy Halloween. Should have reverb on that, but there's none there. Very happy Halloween to you if you celebrate Halloween, which seems to be the holiday that is... we used to celebrate it very mildly in the UK, and now you've got trick-or-treaters. I won't be opening my door, and I don't care if the little children or not, because any sweets I have in my house are for me. But it's a great time for little children. They get dressed up. It's a bit more like the American holiday now, where it's a big celebration and people go out and carve pumpkins, and it's really good. It's another little holiday, I suppose, for kids rather than just Easter and Christmas. You've got that, you've got the extra little Halloween one to throw in there to do some fun things, a bit of excitement for the kids. And you know, pumpkins are, I don't know if they're that expensive, are they? Probably are in today's in today's price. And I've never tried to carve one. And I've had pumpkin pie. It's all right. Pumpkin soup. It's not really for me. But anyway, it will be a lovely celebration if you've got kids, or if you're going out somewhere. You might have been out on the weekend, actually, at a fancy dress party. And that's my question of the day. Asking you about, do you like going to fancy dress parties? For me, I can't stand them. And I have been to a few, but my outfits are always very poor. Because I did once go to a place, where was it? It was in Romford, actually, to go and hire an outfit, which had difficulty fitting me. And the woman behind the counter, she was like, she said, well, I've been thin all my life. And she was probably about 75 or something. And then she got her leg and she put it up on the side of the of the desk in the place. And she went, see, I can do this at my age. You bet you can't do that. And I went, no, I can't, and nor would I want to in the middle of a shop. And so she did that. And then she went on, I was trying on some outfits, and I wasn't as big as I am now. I was probably about a size 16, maybe. But obviously quite difficult. It was difficult back then when I was sort of in my early 20s to get that many clothes. You had a shop called Evans. I don't know if it exists, but that was for slightly bigger people. But it was just so frumpy. But now you can get big sizes everywhere. So that's really good. Like, everyone's catered for. And anyway, so she just went on about me trying to fit into this outfit. I wanted to wear like a really attractive one. I ended up going as a male pirate. So I had like a waistcoat on and, you know, all that sort of garb and things. Because I couldn't wear the sort of wench dress because it didn't fit me. But yeah, she's a peculiar lady. She's obviously not there now, but I mean, you know, she was she wasn't very friendly. I didn't really want to hire anything from her because she was actually not very nice. Eccentric, but not a nice eccentric. I remember that anyway. So my thoughts are, what do you think about fancy dress parties? Do you like to hire outfits? Do you like to go and you know, or the other thing is you're like me and you're like, not really my cup of tea. Or you've seen somebody who's had the best, and I'll tell you about the best outfit I've ever seen a little bit later, but you can tell me your outfit that you've seen, or somebody else, sorry, that you've gone, wow, that's an amazing outfit. You know, I wish I was them. There's always somebody at a fancy dress where they go, they've done something very clever, and the worst ones are the ones that I just made it myself. No, I didn't hire it. And you're like, why don't I look like that? You know, it's, let me know. You can get in contact, radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can come and find me everywhere, really, on social media, on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Eat My Brunch, and you can come and say hi there. Love Halloween, said Christopher. Morning, Christopher! Yes, I thought you might. Yes, happy Halloween. I'm going to play that music again.
Happy Halloween!
Now, this is a frightening version of Staying Alive by Entrance, if that is any good.
Get real with the fever on the dance floor. Now, who got the fever for the flame? Who can dig the way that I flex on a track? Conclusion rampage. Rick and Rick on point with the knife I stop for my lips. That be rolling the mad joints. Just put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party over here, so grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mass girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
Everybody in the house,
giant disco noise as I drop the wickedness, getting sharp with the flow. We took a BG sloop and broke it down like Gecko. A disco lick that's deeper, cause we gotta get with the fever, fever, fever.
Tommy Jones and the Cardigans there with Burning Down the House. Sorry, I've just got a mouthful of iced bun. Rock and roll, Michelle, you're so rock and roll, sitting here with me iced bun. I know out there, Rogue Effects, who is the track of the day, which is a fantastic song. Can't wait to play it for you. People Are Strange, that's the track of the day, which is apt as it's Halloween. He also is eating a bun, which is good to see. Rock and roll. Rock and roll, Rogue Effects. Also, Blue Scar Music is listening out there. We're going to be playing his track Rectify as well. But more independent music. This is Abby Flynn. It's out now. It is brilliant. It's already got played on BBC Introducing and quite a few other stations, but I had it first. Here she is with My Own Woman. Against. I am looking for someone to embrace.
loving myself cause it's keeping me sane. I ain't here to be tamed. You can't get mad at me just cause I know who I wanna be.
A great track there from Abby Flynn. That is My Own Woman. For some reason, my microphone just spun round. My hands are covered in icing. But don't worry, it is, of course, Halloween. Have I got any more sound effects on here? Let's have a look. What's this? Hello? Hello? That's going on too much.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really didn't come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Another track I'm loving here is Joby Fox with Falling. He's doing some gigs over here soon. He's all the way from Dublin coming over. Check out his website. It will be for November.
Falling into your arms.
your arms, it's all I had to do. When the dream was broken, your love stayed true.
That is the one and only Ed Sheeran, who I think at one stage went out with Taylor Swift, didn't he? Here she is with Cruel Summer.
People dream high in the quiet of the night, you know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window, I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, what doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times, we're not trying. So cut the headlights, summer's a knife, I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, and if I bleed you'll be the last to know.
This is how you live.
is Paloma Faith back with How You Leave a Man. Coming up next, we've got independent music from Blue Scar. You can find them at Blue Scar Music. And this track is called Rectify.
This day
She's got a great voice, doesn't she? That's Delta Goodrum with Back to Your Heart. Before that, we had Blue Scar Music, Blue Scar with Rectify. Independent, fantastic music here on Phoenix FM. We've got more independent music and also the track of the day from Rogue Effects coming up a little bit later as well. I'm looking for some spooky, scary stories, but not too scary because my little ones are listening. And also, oh, what's this? Oh, that's a long old poem. Oh, no, no, no. There was a bit of a poem there. Let me... No. No. I'm just trying to find a little funny story. So I can read it out to you. Like a funny, scary story, but not too scary because it's daytime radio. And some people have written stories, but they've got little things in them that you go, oh, no, you can't read that. You can't read that out on radio. I tell you what, I went to the lockup at the weekend. And it is the most creepiest place. It's all secure. I've got some furniture and stuff in there. But it's basically a building that you go into. You've got to do your code to get in. Then you go upstairs. And then they're like long corridors with shuttered kind of doors. Or not shuttered. They're big doors on the other side. But it's very... It's like being in a hospital kind of thing. But you've got these long corridors. And you can get lost quite easily. It's a bit like a maze on different floors. And it was so quiet. And then I could hear somebody going, like that. And I went, ooh, where's that coming from? But there were other people in the building, but all you could hear was like noises of them obviously moving stuff around in their storage containers. I opened the storage container and I kind of went, because all the stuff's got to come home. I looked at it and I went, oh no. And then I found some LPs from my mum and dad's, like EPs, LPs, albums. And I got the bag out, and it's massive. And I went, oh, I'll be taking that home. And I was like, well, no. If I take that home now, it's going to sit in my front room. So I thought, leave it in there. And then I saw some other bits, like some dolls, vintage dolls that I've got. I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Oh, no, I won't take them home. So I just went in and had a look at how much stuff I've got, how much stuff. I've actually got a French dresser in there as well. But it's not anything spectacular. It needs to be... I need to sort of paint it and stuff, which I might do next year, I don't know, but it's got to come home. So it's just, and then there's boxes and boxes, and some of them are labelled. I was very good and labelled some haven't got any labels on, no idea. That's the thing that's frightening me on Halloween, how much is in that storage container, I tell you. There's so much. Anyway, here's Harry Styles with his Halloween offerings of Two Ghosts.
Same eyes blue, same white shirt, couple more tattoos. But it's not you, and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real, sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can't touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. Fridge light washes this room white. The moon dances over your good side. And this was all we used to need. Tongue-tied like we've never known. Telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say what we really mean. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. Thank you.
you remember how it feels to have a heart.
I think he's one of the top rich youngsters, isn't he, in the UK? Yep, he's worth 175 million. There we go. Wow. Dua Lipa's in second place at the moment with 82.5 million. Niall Horan is at 60.4 million. Liam Payne's at 49.4 million. Zayn Malik is at 38.5 million. KSI is 36.1 million. Stormzy at 32 million. And Lewis Capaldi's got 23.9 million. There we go. 175 million. I wonder what you spend that on. I suppose you get a play. Don't you? That's what I'd have. It's like, I want to go out. I want to go to Blue Water, and I don't want to go. I want to go helicopter because I don't want to have to go over the Dartford Bridge, which is not bad, but it's coming back. It's always a pain. I wouldn't do that because obviously I'm environmentally friendly. Wouldn't get a plane. I don't think. You know, you'd want one with a, you know, I'd want one that is looked after by somebody else and you hire it and you, obviously it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? If you had that amount of money, you just go to your mates like, what are you doing today? And they go, not much, Michelle, what are you up to? Oh, you let, no, just get your hat, get your coat, get your bag, we're going out. And then you could just go say, you know, send like a lovely limo to go and pick them up, and then they come, and then you take them away to New York for the weekend or something. I suppose you don't do that a couple of times because you get bored. I dream about going business class, and I don't like flying, but I just want to be able to sit there. And I don't really like champagne, and I know you get a glass of champagne when you get on, but it's just like just to experience it. A few of my friends have been on there. I know people have been like first class, business class, and they said it's, you know, great fun, or they've been upgraded. Which is even more fun because you're not really paying for it. Or you can get, sometimes if you fly a lot, and I think things like Emirates, you can basically, they might have some first class or business class, and you can actually pay a little bit extra, or maybe a couple of hundred quid, and then you get like, you know, you get the posh seats. What the hell is going on outside? What's going out there? That's the biggest, it's like a massive, what is that? It's a massive bus, is it? What's it doing down here? Why is it reversing down here? I've got no idea. I better do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
I'm so nosy. Right, let's look at the traffic and the travel for you. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. No issues heading down towards Lakeside or coming back. There was a little bit of a delay on the M25 early, but that has now cleared. Up to the M11, it is clear. There are some roadworks and some temporary traffic signals in Brentwood at the moment. Temporary traffic signals on the B186 Worley Hill both ways at Woodham Road. You've also got temporary traffic signals A1023 London Road both ways at Cavanagh's Road. You've got them at Hartswood Road at Eleanor Way with more temporary traffic signals, and on the A128 Ingrave Road at Queen's Road as well. Heading up the A12, you've got a good run if you're heading in to Chelmsford. No major problems there. Speed restrictions are 41 hour, junction 13 to 16 in both directions while they do the much needed repairs to the road, and there will be some nighttime closures.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
One, two, three. Wait, is this the song with the drums?
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Now. Throw them in the trash, cause I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Yeah, I pour my little heart out, but as I'm hitting send, I picture all the faces of my disappointed friends. Because everyone knew that guy was missing a screw. He said I was the only girl, but that just wasn't the truth.
lack of fix.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. It's like no other pain I've ever known. To love someone so much, to have no control. You said I wanna see the world, and I said go. I think I'm just rushing past, just trying to get home. You are the only safe haven that I've known. It's me.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.